seemed to be, it appeared in his perception, even though I knew what was going on behind the scenes and revealed that to him to some degree, not exactly what was going on, but the idea that they weren't doing as well as you think. But this person over here, he was infatuated with this person, and so what he did is he thought, well, I got to do what this company is doing in order to survive. Now, what he tried to do is put on a facade, a mask, a persona, and put on this facade to try to be this person that he's not, and try to build a company trying to put on a mask that's not him, which is doomed. Because what happens is, according to the hierarchy of your values, whatever's highest on your value is where you have order and you have absolute discipline, and whatever's lowest on your values is where you have chaos and you need outside motivation to inspire you or to motivate you. And the things highest on your value you're inspired by. The things lowest on your value you have to be outside motivated to keep you focused. And so the second you minimize your values and exaggerate somebody else's and inject them into you, you're automatically going to have outside motivation, which increases overhead of a company. Okay, so now if you minimize yourself, exaggerate them, or minimize your company's values and exaggerate somebody else's and inject their value systems into you, what you just did is increase the probability of a massive overhead gain, a massive motivation and enrolling of people, because now you got to change them and they have inertia and momentum going in a different direction. Now you got to change it and get an override this inertia and momentum going in this other direction, and you have to completely revamp the value connections. You've developed an organization, now you're going south all of a sudden. Well, this accelerated the depreciation of his company, just accelerated. And so he's now, on top of that, now going, where do I go? He reached the Peter Principle, he doesn't know where to go now. So he had to sit down, believe it or not, with this gentleman and have to spend 2 hours about clearing that illusion away and finding out what his mission and his heart is doing, because it's the heart that counts. The heart is an unwavering spiritual unifying force. The mind is a dualistic and equity state of double-facedness. And so what happens is he had to get back to his core reason why he got involved in the first place. Went back to the basics. Whenever you're down, whenever you're cocky, right, you tend to get cocky and go off on low priority tangents. But whenever you're down, you got to go back to the basics and get back to high priority things. Well, high priority is the essence of why you're in that business. That's the mission. The mission is what are the true and highest values you have if you're running the company. What are your true and highest values? Because that's what's running it. That's what keeps you inspired, not something you have to have outside motivation for. If you're having to rely on outside motivation to keep you going, you're not living your highest values in yourself or in your company. Because you can't wait to get up to do the things that are most important. Nobody has to motivate you to do what's truly most important to you. When somebody comes to me for a consult and they say, well, I procrastinate and no matter what I do, I just can't keep going and focused and things. What that means is they're trying to live somebody else's values. Because if they're actually true to their values, they don't have to do anything on the outside to keep them inspired. But that's the few. The few live, self-actualize their values. Majority of people minimize themselves, exaggerate other people's values, live in this illusion that altruism is the answer because they're minimizing themselves and beating themselves up because they're shoulds and oughts and supposed tos, and they can't live up to those motivations without outside motivation, so they put their umbilical cord into other people to try to motivate them. And in the process of doing it, they, in a sense, sabotage, and they think that somehow they're not good enough, so they want to go and do altruistic things in order to compensate for their minimization of themselves and exaggeration of outside illusions. Now, if we all of a sudden come to realize what our values are, the way we, how we spend our time, our energy, our money, our conversations, how we fill our space, what we think about, what we visualize, and what we react to emotionally to, morally to, and we know what our value systems are, and then we're true to those value systems, we actually have the essence that we can build a company with the most effectively. Once we got this guy back to his origin of why he was in this company, and he cried in the process, because he had this realization of what he was there for, and the realization that that's what really was inspiring to him, and that was the cause. Believe it or not, it had something to do with children. But he had lost sight of it because he got caught in the, as they call the rat race, they got caught, and he lost sight of his real reason for doing it. That's why it's important in a company never lose sight of real motivation that got you into involved in that. And once we got it, he had this catharsis, he had these tears of awakening, and he saw it. Because the clouds of emotion block the clarity of the heart and the inspiration and the vision of the core of the company. And so what happens is when all of a sudden we're trying to live somebody else's life, we cloud our consciousness. And we become unwavering, we become wavering in a sense instead of unwavering, and we become emotional instead of loving, and we are not inspired in doing what we love and loving what we do. And when we do, we burn out. And we